Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges people to celebrate upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products to give wings to the dreams of young entrepreneurs. Sharing thoughts in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister appeals people to buy Khadi products on Gandhi Jayanti to boost Vocal for Local campaign. Prime Minister hails two Navy officers' sailboat achievement, says their success will inspire youths, especially girls of the country. In Tamil Nadu, TVK party's general secretary and four others have been booked in Karur stampede incident, killing 39 people. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India will always maintain its freedom of choice amid global tariff volatility and uncertain market access. And in cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan to face off first time in 41 years in title clash of Asia Cup in Dubai this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged people to celebrate the upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make Vocal for Local their mantra. Sharing thoughts in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi remarked that festivals are coming one after another in the coming days and GST Bachat Utsav is also going on. He called upon people to make the resolve of buying products that are produced in the country.
आने वाले दिनों में एक के बाद एक त्योहार और खुशियां आने वाली है। हर पर्व पर हम खरीदारी भी खूब करते हैं और इस बार तो जीएसटी बचत उत्सव भी चल रहा है। अगर हम ठान लें कि इस बार त्योहार सिर्फ स्वदेशी चीजों से ही मनाएंगे तो देखिएगा हमारे उत्सव की रौनक कई गुना बढ़ जाएगी। वोकल फॉर लोकल को खरीदारी का मंत्र बना दीजिए, ठान लीजिए हमेशा के लिए जो देश में तैयार हुआ है वही खरीदेंगे।
Gandhi Jayanti will be observed on the 2nd of October. Prime Minister Modi said Mahatma Gandhi always emphasized on the adoption of Swadeshi and Khadi was the most prominent among them. Mr. Modi urged everyone to buy a Khadi product on the 2nd of October and share it on social media with the hashtag Vocal for Local. Mr. Modi highlighted the feat of two brave officers of the Indian Navy who stayed at sea for 8 months during the Navika Sagar Parikrama. Lieutenant Commander Dilna and Lieutenant Commander Rupa became the first Indian, the first Asian and the first persons in the world to reach there in the sailboat. Prime Minister expressed confidence that their hard work, success and achievements will inspire the youth, especially the girls of the country. The Prime Minister was pleased to share that Chhath Puja is now turning into a global festival. He informed that the government is striving to include the Chhath Mahaparv in UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage List.
छठ न सिर्फ देश के अलग अलग हिस्सों में मनाई जाती है बल्कि दुनिया भर में इसकी छटा देखने को मिलती है। आज यह एक ग्लोबल फेस्टिवल बन रहा है। साथियों, मुझे आपको ये बताते हुए बहुत खुशी है कि भारत सरकार भी छठ पूजा को लेकर एक बड़े प्रयास में जुटी है। भारत सरकार छठ महापर्व को यूनेस्को की इंटेंजिबल कल्चरल हेरिटेज लिस्ट यानी यूनेस्को की सांस्कृतिक धरोहर की सूची में शामिल कराने का प्रयास कर रही है।
Mr. Modi remarked that this 126th episode of Mann Ki Baat holds special significance as today is the birth anniversary of freedom fighter Bhagat Singh and singer Lata Mangeshkar.
आज भारत की दो महान विभूतियों की जयंती है। मैं बात कर रहा हूँ शहीद भगत सिंह और लता दीदी की। अमर शहीद भगत सिंह हर भारतवासी विशेषकर देश के युवाओं के लिए एक प्रेरणापुंज है। निर्भीकता उनके स्वभाव में कूट कूट कर भरी थी। मैं शहीद भगत सिंह जी को आदरपूर्वक श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित करता हूँ। आज लता मंगेशकर की भी जयंती है। भारतीय संस्कृति और संगीत में रुचि रखने वाला कोई भी उनके गीतों को सुनकर अभिभूत हुए बिना नहीं रह सकता। मैं लता दीदी के लिए हृदय से अपनी श्रद्धांजलि प्रकट करता हूँ।
Mr. Modi expressed happiness that handloom and handicraft sector is also witnessing significant changes. Mr. Modi also mentioned Ashish Satyavrat Sahu of Jharkhand, who brought tribal weaving and garments to the global stage through the Johar Gram brand. The Prime Minister highlighted that the country will be celebrating Vijayadashmi in the coming days. He said this Vijayadashmi is special for another reason as well. This day marks 100 years of the foundation of the Rashtriya Swayam सेवक संघ।
अगले कुछ ही दिनों में हम विजयादशमी मनाने वाले हैं। इस बार विजयादशमी एक और वजह से बहुत विशेष है। इसी दिन राष्ट्रीय स्वयंसेवक संघ की स्थापना के 100 वर्ष हो रहे हैं। देश में कहीं भी प्राकृतिक आपदाएं, आरएसएस के स्वयंसेवक सबसे पहले वहां पहुंच जाते हैं। लाखों लाख स्वयंसेवकों के जीवन के हर कर्म, हर प्रयास में राष्ट्र प्रथम, नेशन फर्स्ट की यह भावना हमेशा सर्वोपरि रहती है।
महर्षि वाल्मीकि जयंती विल बी ऑब्जर्व्ड ऑन द 7th ऑफ अक्टूबर। प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी हेल्ड महर्षि वाल्मीकि फॉर इंट्रोड्यूसिंग पीपल टू अवतार कथाज ऑफ लॉर्ड राम बाय प्रेजेंटिंग ह्यूमैनिटी विद द एपिक ऑफ रामायण। द प्राइम मिनिस्टर एम्फसाइज दैट लॉर्ड राम एम्ब्रेस्ड एवरीवन विद अ स्पिरिट ऑफ सर्विस, हार्मनी एंड कंपैशन। ही ओपाइंड दैट राम ऑफ महर्षि वाल्मीकि'स रामायण इज कंप्लीट ओनली विद माता शबरी एंड निषाद राज। In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi played an audio of Bhupen Hazarika's iconic song in Sinhala and Tamil. Mr. Modi also mourned the untimely demise of singer Zubeen Garg of Assam. Zubeen Garg was a renowned singer who made his mark across the country. In Tamil Nadu, the death toll in the Karur stampede incident at a political rally yesterday stands at 39. According to the director of the medical education today, 81 persons are under treatment and 2 patients are in critical conditions and are on ventilator. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex-ratio of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased in the unfortunate incident in Karur. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In a related development, the founder of Tamiliga Vetri Kazagam, actor turned politician Vijay, has announced 20 lakh rupees assistance would be given to the family of the bereaved. Tamil Nadu DGP G. Venkataraman said TVK Party's General Secretary N. Anand and 4 others have been booked over the stampede. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has advanced financial inclusion through the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, empowering millions of households with access to banking, savings and dignity.
Financial inclusion has been the cornerstone of India's growth story in the last decade and has been a top priority for the Narendra Modi government. In fact, Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana PMJDY was one of the earliest flagship initiatives of PM Modi after taking the office in 2014. It was not just about opening bank accounts but an important tool of empowerment.
Jan Dhan account jab khole gaye na, wo sirf bank ka account tha, aisa nahi hai. उसे एक स्वाभिमान मिला था कि बैंक के दरवाजे मेरे लिए भी खुलते हैं, मैं भी बैंक के दरवाजे में जाकर के टेबल पे हाथ रख करके बात कर सकता हूं। ये विश्वास हमने जगाया है।
With over 56 crore Jan Dhan accounts, the scheme has grown into the largest financial inclusion initiative in the world. What makes this achievement more meaningful is its inclusivity. 67% of accounts are in rural and semi-urban areas and 56% are held by women. Beneficiaries shared the experiences.
Earlier, we didn't have a bank account and farmers faced a lot of problems. But since the launch of Jan Dhan Yojana, our accounts started opening in the bank.
There were no benefits in the previous government, but since Modi ji's government came to power, there have been many benefits.
The mission to provide universal banking access for every household has become the foundation for direct benefit transfers and a catalyst for promoting digital economy. It has helped save almost 3.5 lakh crore rupees by plugging leakages in welfare delivery. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana is today transforming lives, ensuring that benefits of development reach every section of the society, building an equitable and empowered India.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that India has a neighbour that is an epicenter of global terrorism, but India has confronted the challenge of terrorism since independence. In his address at the general debate of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that for decades now, major international terrorist attacks are traced back to that one country. He further stated that UN's designated lists of terrorists are replete with its nationals. Dr. Jaishankar said the world is now seeing tariff volatility and uncertain market access. He emphasized that de-risking is a growing compulsion now, whether from limited sources of supply or over-dependence on a particular market. He pointed out that energy and food security have been the first casualties of conflict and disruption, especially since 2022. Russia has reiterated its support for India's bid for a permanent seat in the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized the need for reform in the UNSC to reflect the current global landscape. He stated that Russia backs India's application for a permanent seat, along with Brazil, to enhance representation from Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Lavrov emphasized that the current global balance is significantly different from when the UN was established 80 years ago, necessitating reforms to make the UNSC more effective and representative. And on to sports. In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will face off in the Asia Cup final in Dubai today. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. We have a report.
India's the final as the favourites. Eight Asia Cup titles from 11 finals underline India's dominance. The batting has thrived on Abhishek Sharma's explosive starts and Tilak Verma's reliability in the middle order. The spin duo of Kuldeep Yadav and Akshar Patel has unsettled opponents throughout the tournament. Yet, controversy has not been far away. Captain Surya Kumar Yadav was fined 30% of his match fee after dedicating a win to victims of the Pahalgam attack. Kuldeep Yadav has been the standout performer of the tournament, taking 13 wickets at a staggering average below 10. Pakistan, meanwhile, are chasing their third Asia Cup crown after trims in 2000 and 2012. The challenge will be led by pacers Shaheen Shah Afridi with the new ball and Harris Rauf's raw aggression. But Rauf too faced sanction fined for gestures against India in the Super Fours. History adds to the weight. Pakistan have lost 12 out of 15 T20 international against India. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
The Indian Army celebrating 199th Gunners Day today. The date, 28 September, has a special significance in the annals of history of the Regiment of Artillery, as 5 Bombay Mountain Battery was raised on this day in 1827. As it has been in uninterrupted service since raising, its raising day is celebrated as Gunners Day every year. Speaking to Akashvani, Lieutenant General Adosh Kumar said that the regiment is in the path of modernization with the mantra of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Indian artillery is rapidly progressing on the path of modernization. Renovation is being carried out as per schedule, keeping in mind the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Navinikaran kiya ja raha hai. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges people to celebrate upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products to give wings to the dreams of young entrepreneurs. Sharing thoughts in his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister appeals people to buy Khadi products on Gandhi Jayanti to boost Vocal for Local campaign. Prime Minister hails two Navy officers' sailboat achievement, says their success will inspire youth, especially girls of the country. In Tamil Nadu, TVK party's general secretary and four others have been booked in Karur stampede incident, killing 39 people. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India will always maintain its freedom of choice amid global tariff volatility and uncertain market access. And in cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan to face off first time in 41 years in title clash of Asia Cup in Dubai this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.